My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. Streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. You can rewind. You can listen to us all across the country with that Odyssey app and other shows on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by friends of Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Checking out the poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. People weighing in on how much they want to see Jaden Daniels play. So it's not a prediction. It's what you want. I mean, crap, I'd want to see the whole game, so I would vote for two quarters or more. But most people... the majority are going for 3-4 series.
Not surprising.
Which is reasonable, I think. And then 3-4 is kind of what I expect.
I mean, back in the day.
Two would be nubs. If you only got two series, unless it's the scenario where you say,
unless they're long drives.
Okay, then boom.
Two touchdown drives.
Then you just don't, then all of a sudden, you don't want to see them get hurt.
I mean, if they're 9-10 minute drives, that's it. They miss basically two quarters.
At this point, I don't think they really need to see that much more. They just, you know, you just get reps.
But like, they're showing
they
highlights.
They know what they got.
On the NFL Network right now, they're showing highlights of Drake May. You kind of want to see a little of everything, right? So you'd want to see the deep ball. You'd want to see how he handles pressure. You want to see a little of everything, which, you know, the Patriots got. He had 11 pass attempts. He had 4 rushes. He had a deep shot. He had...
should have been caught.
Yeah, he had... you know, some pressure situations. I think he was sacked once. So I think you want to see a little of everything.
I will
from
say
Jaden
this
as well.
Yeah. I did watch the second episode of Hard Knocks yesterday with the Bears.
Yeah.
And again, most boring team ever.
I haven't seen it yet.
Worst team ever to document. The only intriguing thing is Caleb. And I'm kind of biased against Caleb. I'll just be honest. It's not my thing, like painting fingernails and carrying purses and stuff, but guys do that, but whatever. It's not my thing. He does have a ridiculous arm on the run.
Yes.
And it jumps out.
Did you watch the highlights from the first game?
Well, I watched Hard Knocks. That's what I watched.
Did they show the highlights from the first game?
I don't remember. I watched Caleb's. I watched the Bears Hard Knocks yesterday, and I don't know if it was scrimmage or game. I was barely paying attention, but I was watching it, and that guy can move left and throw right, and he throws seeds. His throws on the run are a show.
He's like Mahomes.
That's what he did in college. That's why he was the number one pick.
I still don't.
100%.
He's still not my favorite guy in the world. He is taking the meeting seriously. I'll give him credit. He seems to be locking in. Eberflus, I actually like Eberflus. I thought he was kind of a goofball. Like, you know, Eberflus. Like, what a terrible name. But he's actually a decent guy. I kind of like him. And they're coaching him up. I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you,
two throws. This Hard Knocks is the worst ever. Coming off the Giants Hard Knocks? Get out of here.
He had two throws in the preseason game, which were really impressive. The one where he's pressured big time, and he almost does the no-look pass. I don't think it was a no-look pass, but he throws against his body to the left. And I think that one went for a really long gain.
Mm-hmm.
It was a short pass, but he's about to get hammered, and he just throws it against his body over here. But you're talking about on the rollout. That's why I was asking if it was the game. He had one which was a designed rollout where he's basically kind of running a bootleg.
Yeah.
And he's throwing against his body. He's got one guy on his. No, mm-hmm. This wasn't really against his body because he's throwing to the right. So he's rolling to the right, and he's got one guy chasing him. He's got another guy who's about to smash him. And the guy's like 30 yards downfield, pretty covered. Like the guy at the corner's like right on the guy, and he just throws a dime. Mm-hmm. Like, perfect 30-yard strike. It reminded me of, I keep bringing up Patrick Mahomes, but Aaron Rodgers, I think, is super proficient in that. Where, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago had that one where he was rolling left and threw, like, a ridiculous one on the sideline. Mm-hmm. But he just has that ability, which I think is next level. Like, when we did our rankings, I think we all did it honestly. Obviously, bias is going to creep in, right? Because we've all heard reports, watched reports. We know who won the Heisman. But I tried to do an honest assessment and just watch literally like 2 minutes of film on each. And like his highlights are like next level compared to everybody else's highlights.
I'm just hoping Jaden's the best of the bunch. And I'm hoping Caleb throws like 25 interceptions.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a bunch of highlight reel plays. I'm just hoping he throws a preponderance of interceptions.
I mean, a lot of people in the national media think that they're going to be that Houston Texans type team.
The Bears?
That Caleb's going to have that type of year. He's got weapons. You know, they draft Odunze. He's got three legit receivers.
Yeah.
He's got a good tight end in Komet.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Somebody,
they bring in Swift from Philly.
Somebody picked him to go to the Super Bowl. I think it might have been Nick Wright from Fox.
He's crazy. He ain't going to Super Bowl.
That's a long-haired donk.
Yeah.
He also said,
that's hot take-ish.
Yeah, Nick Wright also said that it's bad that Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown an interception in camp.
You need to get it out of the system. Why? Like, it matters. It means nothing.
He needs to take more chances.
Come on.
But the Bears weren't like 4-13 last year. You know what I mean? Like, they could make a jump in the NFC to get, let's say, NFC championship. You think it's too far to say win the NFC?
I think it's a lot to ask to get to it. For a rookie quarterback, even though he's been really good so far in the preseason, to get him to an NFC championship. That's a lot to ask.
Definitely. It's a huge ask. Let's go to Jax in Calvert County. Hey, Jax, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
For Jaden, it doesn't really matter how much he plays for me. I just don't want to look like he's falling apart. As long as he knows what he's doing.
He's not going to look that way. He's a pro.
What I'm really concerned about is when I listen to the game and everything, are they controlling the line of scrimmage and how the secondary is holding up?
Right.
Those are my main concerns. Because like you were saying, you guys were saying earlier, I think Jade is going to be fine. I just think, you know, he just got to go get his reps in, sit him down. Because no matter how well he played, we're not going to learn nothing about what he's going to do during the season anyway.
Right.
It just give us something to talk about until the season starts.
Right.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, buddy.
Jax. Thanks,
one thing,
buddy.
The guys were saying, I listened to a bunch of pods with like John Keim and Nikki Jabala and B. Mitch and Bram and all those guys. I listened to all this stuff about, you know, the practice and how things are going. And they're saying, I guess Quinn and McCarthy, they work together, right? In Atlanta for a couple of years, really like each other. And you know how prolific Miami's offense is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're amazing. Like, he's an offensive genius with all the and they're not afraid to show it in preseason. So it's going to be a great test for us to see how we handle all their motion, everything defensively, and really keep an eye on Sanderstrom. Everyone is just like, this kid, you know,
he
comes from Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Nothing's going to faze him. No. Nothing's going to faze him. You come from a program like Michigan and you ball out at Michigan, nothing's going to faze you.
Right. But
that's why they're saying that he's the best on the staff on the roster right now.
We saw the war room of Adam Peters, like we saw the video. Sanderstrom, that's the one where they played like a practical joke on.
Took somebody from Michigan or something,
right?
But it wasn't him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Quinn wanted him big time. Speaking of Quinn, Sam Fortier, who we have on the show from time to time, who writes for the Washington Post, covers the Commanders, has an article about the Jahan Dotson situation. And I'll just read from it. It says, Washington Commanders receiver Jahan Dotson said Thursday he wasn't surprised by Coach Dan Quinn's comment that the team is, quote, right in the middle of its search for a number two wideout. Dotson said, DQ didn't draft me. Each and every year in your profession, you got to prove yourself. You got to prove what you're worth and what you're capable of doing. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's 100% true. I could tell you that from my kids, you know, playing in college, and you get new coaches that come in. They're not the coaches that recruit you. You got to reprove yourself. They have nothing invested in you. Nothing. And it's even more so at the professional level.
Kind of like when we got that new program director at HFS years ago, and she said,
every
we sound
time
like
you
a
have
locker
a new
room
program director or a new boss. I don't care if you work at Xerox or freaking, you know what I mean? Wherever you work, Xerox even a company anymore?
I don't know.
That was a 100-year-old company. If you work for Microsoft, if you get a new boss, you got to reestablish yourself.
They still crank out printers.
They do, Xerox, their money. All right. I don't know how I came up with that.
You work at Enron.
Yeah.
Was that the awful Friday after the show meetings?
I was just thinking of Lisa, yeah. That like she became
it's
like
a terrible time to have meetings Friday
director
at 10.
We got recruited to go to HFS. We had a program director, and then a couple months later, they brought
fired
in somebody him new.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a new boss, you got to reestablish yourself.
She was a music person, yep, which is great, and she didn't necessarily get the appeal of the Junkies, but eventually she got it.
She didn't get it. No, I don't think she really liked it,
but eventually she got it. We had like 8,000 people show up for a turkey bowl.
She tolerated it.
Let's go to Steve in Woodbridge. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, man. Hey, how you guys doing?
Steve.
Doing great. How are you?
What's up?
Love you guys.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
Look, you guys are on point as always.
Thank you.
And my thing is work for the job you want, not for the one you have.
Okay. Expand on that.
Well, I mean, he's entrenched. He's there. But apparently he's not working hard enough to establish himself as the job that he wants.
I don't know if he's not working hard enough. I just don't think he's flashing.
And yeah, it's possible that maybe he's not as good as the other players. The reality might be he was overdrafted by Ron Rivera. He has one trait.
It's possible, but other guys had him as first rounder.
True. He has one trait, which Logan Paulson, who we all respect, who looks at the film that is brought up that is a weakness, which is physicality. And maybe he's having difficulty overcoming his weakness of the lack
but
of physicality.
The other part is Zacchaeus played for Dan Quinn.
Yeah,
that's a big part, too.
It's a huge
we all
part
know relationships is a big part
and
of the
it's
game.
And it's just like
he brought
almost
in Cowboys
alluding to it by saying Dan Quinn didn't draft me. Or, you know what I mean? He's almost alluding to it right there.
Yeah.
And who shocker, who's the one receiver that they keep bringing up? Zacchaeus, the guy that played for Quinn.
That he signed in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So he's got to overcome that. He's got ability.
I mean, Dotson could have come into camp with the mentality, you know what, I'm the two. Someone's got to take it away from me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But he's not doing enough to keep it. You know what I mean? So maybe he's not. He wasn't given 100% in mini camps and early in training camp. Now he knows it's real.
I don't know if it's not given 100%.
Well, we don't know.
He seems like a great kid. I guess it's. But you know, you got to make plays. Sometimes that's out of your control. Sometimes you know, like you say,
I think it goes a little deeper than that.
So you think it's an effort thing? I don't think that's an effort.
Maybe
it's a determination thing.
It might be a combination of all of it.
The other factor is well-known teacher's pets, right? People that are the teacher's pet.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus might be a teacher's pet type of guy.
Well, exactly.
No knock on his skill or whatever, but he does everything that's asked. His body language is great.
Oh, the body language thing, yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Oh, I believe in body language a million percent.
And that could be an issue, too.
1,000,000%.
But hey, on Saturday, when we watch the Commanders against Dolphins, play number one might be a deep shot to Dotson. He catches it, and all is good in the world. Because now, all of a sudden, everybody loves Diami now. The guy makes one play.
No, people were raving about Diami before that. They just were.
I have a problem with people rave and all these training camps. I mean, we've been doing it every year. We usually talk about some fifth receiver, rave about them, and then they don't do anything.
Well, they may not do anything, but it doesn't mean that they weren't popping in camp. They may not do anything when the regular season comes, but it doesn't take away from them actually. And everybody was saying Diami was having a good camp. I mean, this is what it is.
But this is also what we talk about.
Yes.
You know, because you haven't seen them. You don't see the starters for very long. You talk about the backups.
I can't remember the name, but it's probably like 10 years ago. There was like some white wide receiver. Everybody's like, oh my God, this guy's always making plays all the time.
No, you're talking about Richmond Flowers.
Maybe.
He's an agent now.
Was he from Duke?
Yeah, he's an agent now.
But like every year there's some guy that's the talk of the town. He's always like some fifth or sixth receiver.
Diami's a little different because
he's
been around. He plays on teams.
But I would have... And this is kind of my view of Zacchaeus, and I can be wrong, is I have generally a perception if somebody hasn't really done much in 5 years, he's been around for five seasons. His best season was 40 catches. Drab makes an excellent point. They didn't throw the ball much as Arthur Smith. And he was, if you look at the stats, their second leading receiver behind Drake London that year. Mm. But I have a general perception that you kind of are what you are 5 years in.
Sure.
Diami's not 5 years in. Here's
what he is.
But, like, Diami's enough seasons in that it's like I'm almost throwing him in with, like, when this is going way back, but when they had Malcolm Kelly and was it Devin Thomas?
He was barely here.
Remember they drafted those guys and they were all high picks.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do anything after a year. So then you give him a second year. Then you give him a second year. And then it's like, you know what? This is not going to happen.
Well, the difference is, here's what he is. He's an undrafted free agent that's got, that's, you know, in 5 years got over 100 catches, 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 14 and a half yards per catch. I think that's actually pretty good. Undrafted free agent.
He just hasn't had the opportunity.
I mean, no one's saying he's a star. They're just saying he's fighting for playing time. No one's saying he's going to be a star.
I mean, they just don't have a bunch of Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, they got what you got. Semi-star and Terry.
You got what you got. So you got to make those guys work.
And it feels like De'Ami Brown may be slightly ahead of who's the guy they had that was around for like 3 years, and we kept waiting for him to do something that they just finally gave up on last.
Jahan or the Doxson.
Doxson.
Whatever that guy's name was. What was that guy's name?
Yeah, Josh Doxson.
Josh Doxson.
It feels like De'Ami Brown.
Forgot about him.
Is slightly ahead of Josh Doxson.
He didn't
a little Jack. More production, but he's on that track.
That was the drunk guy's pick.
McLuhan.
That was McLuhan. Scott McLuhan. That draft sucked. He was terrible.
Well, their drafts have sucked for the most part. A lot in the last 10 years.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, if you have good drafts, you turn into a good team. They've been a terrible team. Josh.
A few picks here and there pan out, but most of them have not.
Doxson was a first-round pick.
Yeah. Where'd he go? Did he go? TCU?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
definitely a Texas school, remember.
But Doxson did have 44 catches in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Well, he also had injuries and everything. But he was supposed to be super athletic. Make all these contested catches.
Had six touchdowns in 2017. Yeah. It was actually more production than De'Ami Brown.
No, Josh Doxson might be remarkably close to Jahan Dotson.
Yes.
More so than Zacchaeus.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.